On a rainy Saturday morning, Mercedes Munoz is working over a fire pit outside her Star Hill home.
I cut a bunch of 4x4 cubes. Right now, I'm torching them, putting them over a fire, and then I'm going to go back and sand them down, get them all polished up, and then cut a keyhole mount in the back so then each tumbler will have its own little pedestal to sit on. Ended up being just as big of a project as maybe making the work, so...
Munoz mounts the custom blocks all over the gallery walls of the canvas. There's one to display each of her tumblers, bowls, mugs, and teapots. The entire project is 4 months in the making. It's the product of evenings, lunch breaks, and weekends throwing, firing, glazing, and creating her intricate designs. Her pottery features a technique called Mishima that allows her to etch fine dark lines onto the surface of her porcelain pieces, marrying her background in drawing and illustration with organic three-dimensional forms. The lines tangle and twist into repetitive geometric patterns, which break up her creamy pastel glazes. Metallic gold accents punctuate the designs. One was inspired by her grandmother, the late Alaskan artist, Ree Munoz.
On this teapot, I have a bit of cross-hatching that's actually a technique that Ree used. So if you look at like the backgrounds of a lot of her landscapes, she had like watercolor washes, but underneath it, she had pen drawings, and they had this same exact cross-hatching technique.
Her exhibition is the only deadline she's working toward. She's also making 90 handcrafted plates that the canvas is giving to guests at its annual fundraising dinner, happening the night after her opening. Last year, Brandon Howard was sweating over the plates when he was in Mercedes' role.
Each plate requires 6 pounds of clay to start with. That's 500 pounds of clay that Mercedes manhandled into plates. And if you ever meet Mercedes Munoz, she's not this big buff lady, you know, she's slight, but she's a powerhouse. She was in there and she was cranking out like 25 plates a day like it was nothing.
Munoz made the plates with a little help on the sepia tone design reproduced on each one.
The artist is Joanne Sam, and she did a beautiful image of a bunch of little figures, and they have these really expressive eyebrows and eyes and big smiles, and it just covers the whole center of the plate.
Munoz also teaches ceramics to adults with developmental disabilities, community wheel throwing classes, and homeschool students. Brandon Howard, who is now the artistic coordinator at the canvas, says she's an amazing teacher.
People learn a lot and they learn quickly when they take a class from Mercedes. Those organizational skills really lend themselves well to being able to hand over information in a clear, succinct way to her students.
Munoz says her grandmother encouraged and inspired her to pursue the arts.
From when I was a little kid and making horrible little drawings, and she acted like it was the most beautiful thing she's ever seen. And I see a lot of people that say that they can't create anything. Like, oh, I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't do this. And I think that's a shame. And I feel like that's started when kids are really young and they don't always have the encouragement. So that's something that I always try to do. Whether it's adults that I'm teaching or kids, I want to encourage everybody and let everybody feel like they can create, because they can. It's just practice.
With more than 200 new pieces, the practice shows. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.